Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Baba Batra Daf Pei Dalet Amud Bet at the Mishnah, which is Mishnah Zayin of the fifth chapter, continuing with issues of commerce. And here we're going to take a look at the function or the method of Kinyan of Metaltalin. Hamocher Perot L'Chavero, somebody sells fruit to another. Mashach V'lo Madad, if the fellow took them, he moved them in his direction, without measuring them, kana, nonetheless he's acquired them. Madad v'lo mashach, but measuring them without taking possession, while pulling them, lo kana, there's no kinyan. Imay pikeach, so if the buyer was a pikeach, was sharp, and he wanted to make sure that the seller wouldn't have seller's remorse and pull it back before he'd taken mashicha, socher mekoman, what he does is he rents the spot where the fruit is. Therefore, as soon as he measures it and sees that it's his, to his liking, it becomes his, because it's now in his spot. But if you take something like flax, mashicha is not enough. You have to actually move it from one place to another, kind of hagba'am. But if it was flax that was in the ground and you pulled any amount out, then you've made a kinyan on it. Okay, we're going to focus on the first part of this Mishnah today. So according to this report, Rabbi Yochanan said that if the seller measured out the amount and then put it down in a simta, simta is a back alley where people have the rights to put things, then the kinyan is done and the buyer cannot retract it. So Rav Zera turned to Rav Asi, who reported this in Rav Yochanan's name, and said, "Shema lo shema Rabbi ela b'modei l'toch kupato." Maybe what you heard from Rav Yochanan was only a case where the seller puts it directly into the container of the buyer, but not on the simta. Amarle dami amarabonon kudlo gamri yinshi shmaita. This guy seems like he said about Rav Zera. This guy doesn't seem to know how to learn at all. The idea was that his statement is strange, is obvious. Madam l'toch kupato me'amar bayi. Do you need a halacha to tell you that if the seller puts it into the container of the buyer, that it's his? We're going to investigate that in a couple minutes. So, did Rav Zera buy this challenge or not? In other words, in the end, did Rav Zera agree that the halacha is that even if you put it in a simta, it is nikne? Well, we can't say Rav Zera thought, but watch this. Toshma d'amar v'yani amar rabbi, chatzar ha-shutafin, konin zemizet, and Rabbi Yanai, who was Rabbi Yochanan's Rabbi, is quoting Rabbi, who says that chatzer shutafin, a courtyard jointly owned by the buyer and the seller, they can buy from each other. So my lava gabe karka, doesn't that mean on the ground? Meaning that if the seller puts it on the measures it out and puts it on the ground, it becomes the buyer's and the deal is done, because it's owned by both of them, and Chatzer Shel Shutfin is kind of like a simta. Everybody has rights there. Now, unlike Rishut Rabim, lo l'toch kupato. What Rabbi meant there was if he put it into the container. Hachinam mistabra, and even though before we said that's too obvious, it's reasonable. Why don't Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yochanan say, Madar v'neach agave simta lo kana? Rabbi Yochanan said if you put it in the simta, there is no kinyan. So kashin adadi, the way you read Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan's statements are at odds with each other. If you measure it into the kupa, the kinyan's good, but just put it on the ground, it's not good. Shmamina. Okay, so Reb Zera turned out to be, really had a good point. Alright, Toshma, Madad v'lo mashach lo kana. Our Mishnah says that if he measures it out and the buyer doesn't pull it, lo kana. My love is simta, aren't we talking the simta, which proves Reb Zera's point, that even if you measure it and put it on the ground, it's still no kinyan. Lo, Rishut Rabim. No, our Mishnah is talking about Rishut Rabim. Rishut Rabim is no kinyan unless you take possession. Pull it. So, Yachi Maresh, if that's the case, look at the first half. Mashach Veloma Dad Kana said that if you took possession and didn't measure it, then the kinyan's there. Mashiach Rishut Rabim Ikanya, and this we saw earlier. Since when does Mashiach work on Rishut Rabim? Our Mishnah can't be Rishut Rabim. V'habai V'ramad Amritavayu, famous. Mesira Kona Rishut Rabim. Mesira works in Rishut Rabim, v'chatzar shenei shoshtein, or in a chatzer that belongs to neither party. Mashicha kona b'simta v'chatzar shenei shoshtein. Mashicha works only in a simta or in a chatzer that belongs to both of them, meaning in an area where you have the rights to be, to put stuff. V'agba'a kona b'chom makom. Agba'a is always good everywhere. So therefore, Mashicha cannot work in Rishut Rabim, so how can you say that our Mishnah is talking about Rishut Rabim? So my mashach na'amidiktani. So what does mashach mean in our Mishnah? Reshut Rabim or Simta. Mashach means you pulled it from Reshut Rabim into the Simta. Not Mashicha in the Reshut Rabim, but from. So Yachi Masef, if that's the case, look at the end, second half of the clause. We said if the guy is sharp, if the buyer is sharp, he'll rent out the spot where the fruit is sitting, and so once it's measured, it's sitting in his pot. But if it's Reshut Rabim, who can you rent from? Means the Mishnah can't be talking about Reshut Rabim. So the answer is Hachi Kamar. Ve'im Reshut Balim Hi. So it's sort of like distributive. If this happens to be in the area of the seller, the buyer, if he's sharp, will rent out the spot first and then will be sitting in his spot. Okay, so that's how we solve the Mishnah and then maintain Rabbi Zera's position. Now, Rav Shmuel Darmer Tavai, we have the following machloket. Rav and Shmuel said, if something is in your vessel, you're the buyer, and something's put into your vessel, wherever you might be, the kinyan is valid. Chutz Reshut Rabim, except in Reshut Rabim. Represent as Bavel versus Tveri on the page. Say, even Reshut Rabim. So it's machloket whether or not something put into your kli in Reshut Rabim is kona. Now, this reflects back obviously on the previous thing, because if we say that our Mishnah is talking about Reshut Rabim, then it seems to support Resh Lakish. If we say our Mishnah is talking about a Simta, then it seems at least to support Rav Shmuel, maybe to defeat Rav Yochanan. So I'm Rav Papa, lo pligi. Rav Papa says they don't disagree. Kan Reshut Rabim, kan b'Simta. If it's really Reshut Rabim, everybody agrees it doesn't work. If it's a Simta, then it works, and everybody agrees. But my car Reshut Rabim, so why in Tveria did they refer to it as Reshut Rabim? Shein Reshut Yachid, all they meant was not a private area, but not fully public. So Achanam Mistabran, we really have to say that. Damra Vavam Riyachanan, Kelav Shalom Konelo Bachomakom Sheshlu Reshut Lanicho. Again, we use another statement of Riyachanan to prove that he couldn't have meant what we thought he meant in the first statement, just like we had before. And again, it's Rav Papa, who resolves it this way. Because Rav Yochanan said in this other statement, your kelim will work anywhere that you have the rights to put them down, which means yesh lo reshut in, ein lo reshut lo, only in a place where you have reshut to put them down, which excludes reshut habim. Shma mina. Okay, toshma arba midot b'mocharin. There are four kind of circumstances that will play out. This kind of echoes our Mishnah, but not really, with sales. Achlan malamida, if the seller is filling up the jug, it's going to fill up a liter or so. So until it gets to that point, la mocher, it still belongs to the mocher. Mishinin malamida, once it's hit that point, lo kech, it belongs to him. Bamedvar mamurim, and the reason we're bringing this is for the following statement. That's if the measuring cup belongs to neither of them. It's a public one, or it belongs to somebody else. But if it belonged to one of them, Rishon Kana, the minute it goes in, it's his. Even if he puts only a quarter, a half a liter. But Medvar Mamurim, all of this is only Reshut Rabim. This is only if you're in Reshut Rabim, or if you're in a Chatzer owned by some third party. Reshut Mocher, but let's say you're now, two possibilities. Three possibilities. If you're in the Reshut of the Mocher, the seller's yard, let's say, so lo kana check b'yano ad shiyotzenim in shuto. The jar, even if the jar belongs to the lokeach, he doesn't take possession of the oil or the wine or whatever he's getting until he picks it up or until he moves it out of there. B'shut lokeach, let's say they're in the yard of the seller, of the buyer, kevan shekibel la mocher kana lokeach. The minute the mocher says, I'm selling it to you, then the lokeach gets it, even before he put it in. B'shut halom of kadimetz, though, let's say that the seller was mafkid his wine with a third party. Then at what point does it become the buyer's? Until the buyer accepts responsibility for this pikadon, or until he rents the spot. Now, the whole reason we brought this was, we said that in Reshut Rabim, are kona, which seems to support Rabbi Yochanan. Right, Reshut Rabim and Chatzer Sheinu Shoshtein. Right, that's we said that it works. So my love Reshut Rabim Mamash doesn't it really mean Reshut Rabim like that first statement of Rabbi Yochanan, which we ended up according to our Papa rejecting and saying it didn't mean that. So lo Simta, it really meant a Simta. V'adomi Chatzer Sheinu Shoshtein Tani, but it was mentioned together with a Reshut Rabim and Chatzer Sheinu Shoshtein. Chatzer She'enu Shel Shneim seems to be like Rishut Rabim. Simta is like Chatzer Shel Shneim, commonly owned, because everybody has rights there. Both parties have rights, and Simta everybody has rights. The answer is, my Chatzer She'enu Shel Shneim Rami. So what's a Chatzer She'enu Shel Shneim that's mentioned? The lo da hai kula v'lo da hai kula lo tavayu means neither one of them has full ownership here. Just like a simta, where nobody has full ownership. So really a simta could be compared to a chatzer shel shneim because everybody has rights, or a chatzer she'eino shel shneim because nobody has full ownership. And that's what's meant here. And in the end we conclude that that Rabbi Yochanan really, when he said, Kelav shel lokeach koneh, Kelav shel adam koneh lo b'chol makom, including Rishut Rabim, he didn't mean Rishut Rabim, he meant the Simta, which is what the referent here is to. Okay, we'll stop here and pick it up in the next podcast. Meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.